Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 20 people, including a Somali politician, were killed when a pair of car bombs ripped through Somalia's capital Saturday, 2 weeks after a huge bomb killed more than 350. The first blast occurred on a popular hotel, which Shabab gunmen stormed after detonating a car filled with explosives at the hotel's gate. The second car bomb exploded near the former parliament building, causing unknown damage. Al-Shabaab militants claim responsibility for the attacks. Catalonia's deposed president, Carles Puigdemont, has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal.
You will have to maintain the momentum of this country in the coming hours, particularly where peace, civic responsibility, and dignity are concerned.
The Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain. The Iraqi Kurdish parliament will meet today to redistribute powers away from President Masoud Barzani, who was under pressure to step down following an independent referendum last month. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the referendum vote illegal and in response sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. Barzani finds himself in a tough position with Iraqi forces reclaiming territory near the city of Kirkuk.